Johnson of the International Secret Police. Speed, Clint, and Barney see an octopus plane at Nagchuka. They hurriedly land, thinking that at last they may have cornered their deadly enemy. No sooner do they climb out of their plane, however, when they are arrested by a Tibetan officer and, along with Dr. Kingsley, Little Jean, and Bob Gilmore, are placed in jail without any explanation. While they are trying to figure out the reason for this turn of events, the octopus plane takes off. At the same moment, the boys are informed that the chief of police will see them, and we find them in his office now.
This is a fine mess. What's the idea of throwing us in jail and letting the octopus fly away?
Before I answer any of your questions, you must answer mine. Who are you?
Who am I? Who am I? Clint, tell him who we are.
Well, I will, Barney, if you'll calm down long enough to let someone else talk. Now, Chief Tipo.
Yes?
This is Barney Dunlap. This, Speed Gibson, and I am Clint Barlow. All of the International Secret Police.
There were more in your party. Three more, I believe.
Yes, sir. Bob Gilmore and the doctor and his little girl. They're waiting for us now outside.
Well, they are more or less the innocent parties, Chief Tipo.
According to my information, not one of you is innocent.
What information?
It is from a very reliable source. From Paul Mounier, to be exact.
Paul Mounier?
A scientist who has come to Tibet to carry on certain experiments. And I assure you that I shall not allow secret agents from any country to interfere with these experiments or steal them so that their country can use them selfishly, perhaps for destruction.
Clint, what's he talking about?
Well, I don't know, Speed, but we'll soon find out. Chief Tipo, a terrible mistake has been made somewhere. We're not spies, enemy agents. We're the secret police and have come to Tibet to arrest the criminal known as the Octopus.
The Octopus?
You've heard of him?
Of course. But he is not in Tibet.
That's what you think, Chief Tipo. We drove him out of Hong Kong after a long fight and followed him here. We know he's in Tibet because we saw his plane here at Nagchuka when we landed. But now because you arrested us, we might lose his trail because he's escaped. Took off just a few minutes ago.
Who is this boy?
Oh, Speed is my nephew and the youngest member of the secret police. Do you know where this Mounier is?
I am still asking all questions, Barrow. Remember, you are my prisoner.
Well, here are our identification papers, Chief. And if you want further proof of our identities, cable Hong Kong or Chief Riley in New York.
You speak strangely for spies. But Mounier said you were clever.
Clint, this Mounier fellow must be the octopus.
Must be. That's exactly what I've been thinking. No one else would go to the trouble of framing us so well.
Framed us so well, we're ready to be hung, if you ask me.
But while holding us here, Chief Tipo, you're allowing the most dangerous criminal in the world to establish himself somewhere in Tibet.
You mean... You accuse Mr. Mounier of being the octopus?
Absolutely.
What proof have you?
Well, no visible proof. But on the other hand, what proof have you that we are spies?
The word of a man I have known for quite a while. Paul Mounier has come to Tibet before this. He pays the Tibetan government well for the privacy in which to carry on his experiments.
Ah, money, is it? Well, we'll give you plenty if you'll just let us go so as we can take out after that devilfish.
Money has nothing to do with it, Dunlap. The Tibetan government respects the wishes of its citizens.
You mean Mr. Mounier is a citizen of Tibet?
Yes. He took out naturalization papers 5 years ago.
Don't mean a thing. That octopus guy has citizenship papers in every country in the world. I tell you, Tipo, he's a bad egg. Believe me.
Well, if you don't believe our story, at least give us a chance to prove our innocence of the charges against us. Cable Chief Riley in New York and ask him about us.
We'd better send a code word along, too, Clint. So the chief will know it's really us.
Yes, and tell Chief Riley that our password is Mademoiselle Fifi.
Fifi?
Yeah, that was his code name in the beginning of this mess. Riley was Fifi at a hat shop in New York.
Will you cable New York, Chief Depot?
Very well. I think you are merely playing for time, but I will give you the chance you ask for.
Oh, swell. I know Chief Riley will clear us.
If he does not speed Gibson, you know what happens to spies when they are caught.
Lhasa below us, Quan Mu.
A strange and wonderful city, Master. Where are we going to land?
Do you see that jagged mountain just ahead?
Yes.
There is a large house clinging to its side, overlooking Chakpur La, the pass of the Iron Dagger. That will be our headquarters. And the level plateau near the house, you cannot see it as yet, will be our landing field.
An isolated spot indeed.
Isolated, yet easily reached by those who know its secret trails and underground passages, Quan Mu. It is the perfect location for our purposes.
But if the landing field is visible, will it not attract attention should anyone fly over it?
Not many will fly near that mountain, Wu. And if strangers should land, they will find nothing suspicious. A scientist at work, that is all. Everything else will be hidden. You'd better fasten your safety belt while I land.
Very well. That pass of the Iron Dragon looks forbidding indeed. Will there be anyone at the house to meet us?
Not yet. I do not expect my local captain until tomorrow. We left Nagchuka rather sooner than I thought we would, but it is well. I want to go over the house thoroughly before the others come. You and I must have exits, plenty of places of safety that no one else should know about.
We have made a safe landing.
Yes. Yes, it would have been more difficult had the wind been blowing. It whistles down the pass and creates treacherous down currents. The route that we took to this field is the only safe one. And when the wind is blowing, it is best not to attempt a landing at all. Ah, and now to inspect our new headquarters.
And that is the house?
You do not like the looks of it?
It is most desolate, Master. It looks haunted.
Come, we shall go inside where it's warmer. This house has everything that we need. From food to bullets. I can turn this into a fort at a moment's notice.
But how did all this come about?
I have a clever agent here in Tibet. I knew that someday I would come here. This would be my last stand. Because I could go no higher. From this place, I shall dictate to the world. And here we are.
Oh, this door has not been open for some time.
I told you the place was full of secret passages and underground exits and entrances. This door is only for inquisitive strangers.
Master, why, this house is a palace.
Why should we not live in luxury, Wu? I'm tired of plain surroundings. Everything in this palace is rich, beautiful, excepting the arsenal and the laboratory where I shall carry on my experiments. Huh. But no one shall see these places save you and I.
Careful. Those cobwebs.
Leave them alone for the time being. I have something in common with the spider. We both spin our webs and wait for the unsuspecting victim to become entangled. Then we devour him.
Are we to always have the spiders with us then?
No. All this shall be cleared away when my agent comes tomorrow. He brings workers with him. It was more important to start our activities here than to sweep away spider webs, Quan Mu.
I understand, Master.
Now let us proceed to the laboratory. There I shall call Black Pass on the short wave set and also listen in to any conversations that may be coming from Nagchuka. I am curious to know how my friends, the secret police, are enjoying the jail.
Master,
So that's the whole story of the octopus, Chief Tipo. Now you know why we're so anxious to capture him. Why, he's a menace to the whole world.
Yeah, and we've chased him all the way from Alameda, California, Chief. He even tried to stop us during the China Clipper flight.
And what happened to us in Hong Kong because of that mug ain't fit to tell.
And you say he kidnapped this young woman, Marsha Winfield, and you believe her to be here in Tibet?
Yes, and perhaps her brother, Lawrence.
She is not in Lhasa. Everyone who goes there must first pass through Nagchuka.
She was brought here by Splinters, a renegade aviator. He wouldn't sit down here, that's a cinch. But I've got a hunch Marsha's somewhere near Lhasa if the octopus is around here. Why, the headquarters of the gang must be in or near Lhasa.
Criminal den in the holy city. Never.
Yes, but it might be nearer, Chief Tipo. The octopus is clever enough to seek such a place, knowing that close proximity to Lhasa will give him plenty of protection.
I'll say so. Nobody'd think of looking for him there.
Your story sounds very convincing, Mr. Barlow. But I must wait for the reply from Chief Riley in New York before I can free you.
And then you'll believe that Paul Meunier is really the octopus?
No, Speed. I still think that Mr. Meunier was mistaken as to who you were. That is all.
Now listen. If Chief Riley's cable proved that we've been telling the truth, that means we've got a good case of false arrest against the Nagchuka police force, doesn't it?
Well, yes.
And the International Secret Police are a darn sight more powerful than you or any other country's police force. You know that too, don't you?
Let me explain.
And Chief Riley will be awful mad when he finds out that you stopped us. Why, Clint is his ace operator.
I had no alternative. Meunier himself said you were spies. And after all, I have no proof yet that you are not.
But if you get that proof, will you take a chance with us that Meunier and the octopus are one and the same man? Will you tell us where he's gone? Join forces with us and aid us in capturing him.
Well, yes, I will. If that proof comes.
Chief Tipo?
Yes.
A cablegram from America.
It's from Chief Riley.
Give it to me. Just a minute until I see what it says.
Read it out loud, Chief.
Chief Tipo, Nagchuka, Tibet. This will verify identities of Barlow, Dunlap, and Gibson. Tell them the lid is off. Fifi will back them to the limit. Expect all Tibetan police and officials to do likewise. Chief Riley, International Secret Police.